This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Theatre, film, TV, and more. Susie Rong reviews it all on Joy Drive.
Hello, Susie Rong.
Hi, Warren. Are you a sweet person or a tough person or both or neither?
Bitter. No, I'm a sweet person or a tough person. You know what? If I look at the events that have happened in my life, I'm pretty tough, pretty resilient. But if you're talking about the appearance of someone, definitely not tough, more sweet. Not artificially sweetened. But I don't.
You're very self-aware, aren't you?
It's taken years. What about you, Susie? Are you sweet?
Well, watching today's movie, I really wanted to be a sweeter person. I felt like sometimes I'm so tough, and you know, I understand why I'm a tough person. Mm. But and I'm watching this movie, and I'm thinking, this is so great. You know, I love what it stands for. I love what it's doing. I wish I could feel more. More of the softness that I know that it's trying to inspire.
Do you reckon the softness was there? I was about to say, if we go back to you, to your original self, you know, when you're, the day you were born and out there's Susie Rong, do you reckon?
I think the toughness came out of circumstance more than anything. Mm. I think that that's the same for everyone. Mm. You know, as you grow up, you deal with stuff and you learn to tough it out. You learn to harden up. But, you know, some people have to deal with more stuff than others. Mm. And I feel like there are things that I have to deal with, not just historical, but ongoing, you know, and maybe even into the future or the way I imagine my future, that toughens me up in a way that is necessary, but that is probably, you know, I wish I wasn't that way. And, you know, maybe it just means I wish my life wasn't that way.
Do you think that the toughness, do you think being soft, though, is tough in itself? Because it's more vulnerable, isn't it?
I understand that vulnerability part of it. And I think it's something that I love working on. Mm. I love finding moments and occasions where I can be more vulnerable and let down my guard as much and as often as I could. I think by and large, I do it quite well. Watching the movie today, I felt like it was a moment for me to be quite soft. But, and I felt myself soften up, but not enough.
Right. So we need to soften you more.
But I don't feel like I can afford to soften anymore. You know, it's almost like a privilege for people to be really soft. Do you think? People who don't have to fend for themselves. People who don't have, you know, tough stuff happening to them all the time.
We've got battle scars. I think that's
right.
What it is. And, you know, scars are tough tissue, aren't they? But, you know, I've done a lot of work on myself over the years, and someone described it to me like an onion. You know, you peel off one layer and you think, oh, good, I've done that. So what should we do next? And then there's another layer that's got to be peeled off and worked through. And then there's another one. It just keeps going and going. I feel like, do you ever get to that point where you peel off all the layers and everything's complete?
It's still tough in there.
It is. But someone else described it to me, said, once you get there, it's the ultimate freedom.
That's cool. I like that.
You like that one?
Yeah.
I do too. Susie,
I like that one.
We're talking today about a show that's on SBS On Demand. It's a movie. It's called Gondola. Tell us about it.
After the death of her father, Eva returns to her family home, which is located within an idyllic village of the Georgian Mountains. She takes a job as a cable car operator, where she meets her new colleague, Nino. They amuse each other as they pass by several times a day in their respective cable cars. Soon, romance blooms between the two young women, but like in any good old story, obstacles soon appear. The movie Gondola, now streaming for free on SBS, is deeply whimsical and wonderfully charming. A rare silent film for our current times, this 2023 creation is a real gem. Imaginative and mesmerizing, Gondola is beautifully crafted, with every frame of its succinct 75-minute duration conveying something meaningful or at least evocative. Gondola is guided by simplicity, but it always feels rich in its intentions. There are aesthetic echoes to the work of Wes Anderson, but without a sense of manufacturing style for its own sake. Gondola is light, but it doesn't feel frivolous. It inspires a reclamation of innocence, not only through the sweet depiction of Eva and Nino's connection, but also in the precious glimpses of rural life that it offers. All the characters are likable. Even the big bad villain is a fun watch. I call it a silent film because there is no dialogue, but music and sound are prominent features that add so much to both the comedy and emotional depth of Gondola. A feast for the senses that I highly recommend. Warren, did you want the characters to speak?
Do you know what? I didn't. At first I was watching, I was thinking, oh, it must be silent. And then I realized it is silent the whole. No, I didn't. I enjoyed it. It was like a peaceful rest watching it. I can't describe it. I didn't want them to speak. I liked it. I liked the fact that it was silent. I thought it was good. I want to ask the Joy Drive family something, though, because there's something I want to tell you. There's something you don't know about me, Susie, and I'm going to share it with you now. And it sort of sidetracked me while I was watching Gondola. I want to know your most memorable gondola or cable car experience and where it took you. Text me 0427 569949. The reason, Susie Wrong, I want to talk about it is because I was fascinated by the gondola itself. I love gondolas and cable cars and chairlifts. And I have ever since I was a little kid. It's one of the things that, got me into studying engineering. I find it fascinating, the mechanical way it works, the fact that, you know, you're suspended above this high, whatever it is, you know, a gorge, a mountain, you're going between mountains. I love cable cars, Susie. I will travel the world to go on a gondola. And one of my favourite ones is the one over in Whistler in Canada that goes between two mountain peaks, was really high, and you're dangling over this valley, and it's got a glass floor underneath it. So I was watching the movie, loving the movie, really enjoying it, but I was watching the gondola and thinking, this is fascinating. It's like a 1960s or 50s gondola. I need to go and see it. Do you know where it was?
Actually, that's a good question. I was so convinced that it was in Georgia.
Mm.
But, you know, obviously it could be a whole fabrication, but I don't know. You must have loved the bits where they dressed up the cable cars then.
Oh, I did. And even the opening scene, I did. The opening scene is fascinating as well, where, you know, you've got the coffin being...
that's fantastic.
Travelling along this cable car... And as it's traversing across the valley, the people are looking up and paying respect to whoever the person is in the coffin. And I found that really powerful. It was like, wow, it's connecting two communities across a massive crevice with one person who's obviously passed away. I love cable cars. I love what they mean. A couple have just come in saying... the cable car up to Sugarloaf Mountain in Rio, heart in the mouth the whole way. Another one from Priya in Brunswick East, the gondola in Queenstown, New Zealand. And another one, Susie, there's one in Singapore, apparently. Is there a cable car in Singapore?
I was going to bring that up.
Oh, tell us about that one.
There is an incredible cable car that you can take from the main island of Singapore to a tiny little island called Sentosa. And I think it was probably built in the 60s or 70s, I'm not sure. And as kids, it was obviously a highlight if your parents would take you to up the hill, catch the cable car onto Sentosa Island for a weekend. So it was very famous. Everyone in Singapore knows about it. And one day in the 1980s, mm-hmm. some kind of boat or a ship crashed into one of the huge, what do you call them, pillars, you know, that held one of, that was in, that's holding up the cables, and the whole thing jammed, and I think a couple of the cars fell into the sea, and yeah, people perished.
Oh no.
So that was a terrifying thing for me to hear about as a young person. I don't think it got me scared of cable cars. I don't have a fear of those things. But it was a really interesting thing because the thrill of being on a cable car is to think that, oh, this is like magic. But then at the same time, you're very aware that anything could happen, right? Like you're on a roller coaster. Yeah. Roller coasters are meant to be very safe, and logically, you know that they're safe, but anything could happen, and something did happen.
I mean, but it's rare that it does happen. But when you ride them, I always look up at the wheels turning and think, wow, it's balanced perfectly on that wire. Particularly up in the snow when you get a high wind day and you watch the chairs swing from side to side. Tim in Box Hill says, riding the Peak Tram in Hong Kong. You must have done that, Susie. We know you loved shopping in Hong Kong.
Yeah, I did go to Hong Kong a lot when I was younger. I'm trying to recall if I've ever been on there. I know that when I was living in the Blue Mountains, I did do the really steep one.
Yes.
That was a little bit terrifying because it was so incredibly steep. But, you know, it was all very, very scenic, very pretty.
Alison Glenoris says, Nong Ping 360 in Hong Kong, glass floor, never again. Would you do a glass floor one?
I have no fear of heights or anything. I think I would, as long as I'm assured that it's not going to be a boring time. I think when I'm on holidays, I like to feel a bit more adrenaline rather than just kind of serene.
Yes.
I don't have a lot of patience on holidays. I feel like I want to do this, I want to do that. So if whatever experience that they were going to provide didn't feel like it required me to calm down and kind of sit still for 45 minutes, I'm up for it.
There's another one. This one's coming from Yasmin in Sunshine. A Langkawi sky cab in Malaysia felt like I could touch the clouds. Have you been to that one?
No, but I have been to Langkawi and it's so wonderful. It's really lovely there.
Sean in Reservoir, Singapore cable car to Sentosa. My kids still talk about it. There you go, Susie. So obviously they fixed it.
Quite quickly, I think. And it was an opportunity for a huge upgrade from what I remember.
Oh, okay. So it's been upgraded. That's like the one here in Arthur's Seat. I think the chairs all came off or something and the chairs collided into each other. It was like something from the 50s or 60s with wooden chairs, and then all of a sudden it got replaced by a really good gondola. Felicity in Collier.
You're so romantic, Ron.
Oh, I love them. I absolutely love them. We had someone says Skyrail over the Daintree. Yes, that's happening. That's in Cairns. This one here, Felicity, dinner in a gondola in Whistler. It was warm, cozy, and so Canadian. Do you know what? I didn't know you could have dinner, Felicity. I'm assuming that's the one that goes between the two peaks with the glass floor. I don't think I'd like to sit in a gondola suspended over two mountains on a table and chair looking down.
Is it a round trip? Is that what
makes it? No, there's two big...
But maybe the dinner is sort of giving you a reason to go on the gondola if you didn't want to kind of go over there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a reason to use the gondola. So you do a round trip, you have a romantic dinner, and then you've come back to where you started.
Yeah. Another one, a Table Mountain cable car in Cape Town. The wind, the spin, the view, incredible, says Sarah. There you go. There's heaps of them, Susie. We've started a thing about gondolas. I need to go to Singapore. I haven't done this one. I'm going to go and check it out.
Take the cable car to Sentosa and spend big at the casinos.
Oh, is that what's on Sentosa?
It's become that way. Not back in the 80s, but now, now I think a lot of people go to Sentosa for the casino.
This one just came in saying, I tried without words, this is talking about the movie, it moved too slowly for my brain. I tapped out about 20 minutes into the film. I suppose it would be slow if you were trying to watch it and you were expecting something.
I was worried that was going to happen, but I found it just really pleasant, really nice. That's why I talked about, you know, being sweet at the start. It is a sweet experience, you know, which I guess I, in a way, I'm surprised that I was able to, in some ways, get into it. Like, I ended up, by the end of it, I just felt like, oh, I really loved it.
Susie, do you reckon we'll see a sweeter you from now on?
Oh, find me a rich husband, then maybe. I don't know. It's so hard to be sweet when you are, you know, one person fending for themselves.
I agree.
You know, I mean, I love and I'm very proud that I'm able to do it and to do it with so much confidence. And, you know, I'm proud of my life and the way I live. And so I won't say that, oh, you know, I wish I didn't have to be this tough. But in this moment of watching the movie, I do look like, oh, maybe a lot of the world. Actually, it is. It reminds me that a lot of the world doesn't have to be quite as tough.
No, exactly. Susie, maybe we'll put the call out for a rich husband for Susie Rong.
Oh, God. It sounds like such hard work.
That could be
a movie. I'm so used to not having to deal with all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I have to leave a little door open just for the possibility of meeting someone. A little wedge. But it's not a project I'm going to, you know, dive into.
But
I feel like there's so much better things to do with my time.
But, you know, when you've got that attitude and you're not looking, that's when it comes.
Oh, look, I've not been looking for 20 years.
So, well, you need to ride gondolas more often.
All right. I'll find more romantic things to do.
All right, Susie Rong, what are we watching next week?
BBC series Mr. Loverman is now available on Binge, in which a 74-year-old man's marriage collapses when it is revealed that he's been in a secret gay relationship for decades. Mr. Loverman for when I see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And today's was Gondola on SBS On Demand.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.